Yeah, welcome to the tunnel at the Emirates. After what we'd have to say, Noel Quinn, was a big surprise. All the talk out there, sunny day, Arsenal were going to go there. Sure. Looked like title contenders, but it didn't pan out that way, did it?
Absolutely not. And the 10-week build-up that we all spoke about, Petr Cech and the big influence that he'd have, it all fizzled the wrong way for Arsenal today. And it's a tough one. They've got to get back to the drawing board. But they were so exciting in pre-season as well. You felt they just had to bring that back out into play. But I think we all made the mistake, including Arsenal, of underestimating West Ham and what Slaven Bilic and his team can bring to the party. And they were excellent from the first whistle. And despite Arsenal having lots of possession, I think their victory was built upon a real strong defensive formation that could quickly be adapted into attacking play. And they were excellent. And the young lad, young Reece Oxford in the middle of the field. Well, that's dream stuff, you know, to say a star is born. I mean, it's absolutely true. I mean, the kid, not only has he just broken some phenomenal records and played the game, but he was outstanding.
He was absolutely brilliant, wasn't he? For Arsenal, how do you explain the difference between pre-season and how they played? You've done it yourself. What is the difference?
Well, I think West Ham have to be congratulated for making it so difficult for them. You know, everybody thought Arsenal would get on the ball, they'll steamroll them, West Ham will be under the cosh. But it didn't happen that way. And there was some stray passes in the first 20 minutes from Arsenal that you didn't see normally, certainly in the last few weeks when they were winning those pre-season tournaments. A little bit of rustiness, even though it was it should have been a continuation of the great pre-season that they had. And a little bit of frustration creeping in. And, you know, I think we have to say as well, the chances on goal weren't there. They didn't create the way they've been creating pre-season. And Giroud, it's not as if he missed a load of chances. They had to work ever so hard to get sniffs. And the proof of that is, look at Adrian. He's made one save in the I think it was about the 92nd minute, of real note that, you know, looked like it would have gone in. Other than that, Arsenal weren't really there. So it's a tough thing, a tough day for them. But they'll have to bounce back.
Just going back to Reece Oxford, in the interview he said he had to pinch himself when Alexis Sanchez came on, but he didn't look overawed by it at all, did he?
Absolutely not, and I kept a real close eye on him sometimes off the ball. I saw him turn around, giving out instructions, pointing fingers, letting things develop, but at the same time, you know, he had a maturity today which was so hard to understand, because you think he's going to be lost out there and that all the other players will have to rally around him, and it was the exact opposite. He's got a great build, you know, his physique is good and his mobility is very good. He handled the ball really well, knew when to drop back and make a fifth defender. He was a perfect player for his manager today, and to do that at 16 years of age is it's just incredible. I'm really pleased for the lad, and I'm sure all his mentors all the way up and his family, you know, they're pinching themselves as well. They can be very proud of him, and we'll be hearing about him for a long time to come.
It's a big day for West Ham and for Reece Oxford. For Arsenal, they have to pick themselves up on next week's Super Sunday away at Crystal Palace.